When all the 700 nanometer folds are fully compressed, one will have a rather amorphous axial appearance, just as one gets in the longitudinal green wall we have been looking at. In other words, we're now looking at the top of a solid cube of DNA. Again, if you look closely, you'll see lots of histone octamers in this structure. The reason the segments can be packed together so closely, as we have explained previously, is that the sides of our proposed 30 nanometer structure, both the long and the short sides, are, so to speak, sticky. That is, they will interact very well by either hydrogen bonding of adjacent peptide backbones, or else by that peculiar square array of salt bridges we learned of from the protamine DNA complex. Let's look at the front or longitudinal view of our 700 nanometer folded structure.